Throughout the election season, lots of groups have given lots of money to lots of candidates. But those groups supporting legalization of marijuana are starting to give a little more than they have in the past.
The Marijuana Policy Project, for example, has so far given more than $60,000 this cycle, including to two candidates in Arizona. The group's communications director, Mason Tavert, says it plans to dole out nearly $150,000 this year. That's compared to about $110,000 last year. Tavert says the PAC supports candidates who've been out front on marijuana policy issues.
Our PAC has contributed to state and federal candidates who are interested in working to end prohibition in the United States and are willing to speak up in support of that change.
What led you to donate to a member of Arizona's congressional delegation and a candidate for Congress here in Arizona?
Congressman Grijalva and Representative Gallego have been very outspoken in their support for more sensible marijuana policies, and we want to support those candidates who support changing marijuana laws for the better.
Do you expect prohibitions to end by way of congressional action, or as they have so far, where they have is in terms of voter mandates?
Right now, it appears that we're going to continue to see change taking place at the state level all around the country, and the federal government will continue to move and discuss this issue. Right now, we don't see Congress really addressing much of anything, let alone marijuana policy. So states will continue to adopt regulatory systems for adult use and medical marijuana, but we also will sooner or later need to see change at the federal level as well.
Well, so I guess given the fact that, as you said, that at least in the near future, most likely any change that happens will come from the state level, why give to members of Congress when Congress, as you also pointed out, isn't really doing much of anything, much less marijuana policy?
Well, Congress is working on a number of issues. You can't be completely absent. You know, there have been a number of bills introduced to improve our federal marijuana laws, and it's not just a matter of making marijuana legal at the federal level. There are also issues like banking and tax issues that are really important when it comes to states being able to implement their laws effectively.
Is the fact that your organization is able to make political donations like this a sign of the evolution of the marijuana industry?
We've been making contributes for years, but we are really ramping it up now because we are seeing more public support and more movement at every level of government than ever before.
Mason Tavert is the communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project. The group has donated to incumbent Congressman Raul Grijalva, as well as to Democratic candidate Ruben Gallego, who says marijuana policy should be similar to that for alcohol.
It should be taxed, regulated, and sold to people above the age of 21. So we create a market that is not controlled by the black market.
So given that, does it make sense to you why some of these groups would be contributing to your congressional campaign then?
Well, I think also a lot of it goes back to just my early advocacy for legalization and regulation of marijuana. I introduced a bill last year, even prior to running for Congress, where I have been a strong advocate for it, as well as just a strong supporter of the Medical Marijuana Act.
Do you consider accepting donations from groups like the Marijuana Policy Project and the National Cannabis Industry Association to be basically like any other industry group that's supporting a congressional candidate?
Yeah, because, you know, like many other organizations, these are legitimate businessmen that are pulling their money and really pulling their interests, as well as informing a lot of elected officials about some of the restrictions, as well as some of the positives of their industry. And, you know, for like-minded people that believe that marijuana should be legalized, Marijuana Policy Project is one of the organizations that you should work through.
What kind of actions, if any, do you expect Congress might be taking on this issue in the next year or two?
Well, I think what we're going to be looking at is mostly on the banking side. Right now, it's very difficult for a lot of legitimate businesses that are involved in marijuana sales or growth for them to safely put their money in banks. There are some old laws that make it difficult for a lot of these businesses to actually bank like any other normal business organization. That causes a lot of security risk because many of these businesses are holding huge cash reserves. So I think that's one thing that's going to be tackled. And two, a lot of these businesses also do investments into their business but aren't allowed to deduct a lot of the costs of their business. And I think that will be another area that will be worked on at the national level.
Ruben Gallego is the Democratic nominee for Congress in Arizona's 7th District.